现在干嘛呢？
Okay, Laura, all is good on our end. You're live on air.
Thank you. It's all you, Chairman.
Thank you. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill.
Here. Will everyone please stand? Salute to the flag.
Patel here, sorry.
Ah, thanks, Kalpesh.
Gotta make
Kalpesh
it
is
ever. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United
Allegiance
States of
to
America
America.
and to the Republic for which it
Republic which
stands,
stands one
one
nation
nation, under God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with liberty and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
Thank you.
Mr. Keneally, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we have two changes to tonight's agenda. The Muslim Center application, Hose Lane West, will not be heard tonight. It will be heard on September 24th with no further notice by the applicant. NDK Realty, South Washington Avenue, is not going to be heard tonight. It will be heard also on September 24th with no further notice by the applicant. That's all the changes that I have.
Thank you for that information, sir. Let's move on to item number six, 26-ZB-29V, St. Moses and Anba Ami Optic Church.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Kevin Morse. I represent the St. Moses and Anba Anthem Coptic Orthodox Church. Subject property is block 9903, lot 9.03, 50 Davidson Road East. Property presently contains an existing two-family dwelling. It's located in the R20 zone, and we are before the board this evening seeking to confirm that the status of the dwelling as a two-family dwelling is a lawful and permitted use of the property by way of a use variance request, also with some bulk variances. Before we proceed, I would just like to confirm that we had submitted our affidavits of publication, that they were received in order so that the board has jurisdiction to proceed.
They were received. They are in order. The board has jurisdiction.
Right, thank you, Mr. Keneally. I have two witnesses, Father Gregory Beckett, although I don't see him on. And then I have Angela Valletudo, who is our licensed professional engineer and planner.
Good evening, so, Kevin. I'm here.
We have Father Beckett here. Great. So by way of introduction, again, the property's in the R20 zone. It has an existing two-family dwelling. My client, the applicant, purchased this property in 2019 and its configuration and use as a two-family dwelling at the time. The available township real estate tax records that we were able to obtain that I submitted with the application is the 1974 revalve card, which shows it checked off as a two-family. That's as far back as the tax records go, but they confirm that there's been a two-family at this location since at least the last 46 years. Now, the property was bought by the church or acquired when it came up for sale because it's adjacent to other property owned by the church. It is a two-family dwelling that is rented out on the open rental market. It has two electric meters, two gas meters, and two furnaces, one for each of the units. No construction or changes to the property are proposed except for the removal of an existing vinyl fence at the rear of the property. The bulk variances are pre-existing conditions, nothing new there. And again, the church makes this application to just legitimize or otherwise confirm the two-family is a lawful use of the property. So I have one question for Father Beckett, if he could be sworn, please.
Father Beckett, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Your name, please.
Father Gregory Beckett.
Thank you.
All right, Father Beckett, you've just listened to my introduction and description of the application and the church's use of the property. Is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Morse.
Right. Now, how long have you been at the church, Father?
2007.
Okay, and what is your position in the church?
I'm a priest.
And you're fully familiar with church operations as well as this property that was acquired by the church in 2019. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Is everything that I've just placed on the record before the board as to this application, the use of the property. Is that all true and accurate? And would that be your testimony if you were asked those same questions?
That is true and accurate.
All right. So then, unless there's questions of Father Beckett, I just wanted to get his confirmation. In the board's discretion, I would just call Mr. Valletudo to get into the rest of the application. Father Beckett, of course, is available for any questions.
Please proceed.
All right. So if we could have Angelo Valletudo sworn in, please.
Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Your name, please.
Yes. Angelo J. Valletudo, V-A-L-E-T-U-T-T-O, 424 Amboy Avenue, Woodbridge. Licensed professional engineer, licensed professional planner in the state of New Jersey, and both licenses are active as of this date.
And I believe Mr. Valletudo has been accepted by this board as an engineer and planning expert in the past.
On many prior occasions, and we would ask that you accept him again without further description of his credentials.
That's fine. Proceed.
Thank you. All right. Now, you've also listened to my introduction of the application, Mr. Valletudo, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct, and it is in line with everything that I've done in my research.
All right, you prepared the variance plan as that is before the board, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
It shows the existing two-family structure, does it not?
It does.
You're confirming also we're not making any changes to the proposed structure, not creating any additions, not creating any new variances, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Bulk conditions are existing conditions only, is that correct?
They are.
The only change is not an addition, but rather removal of a vinyl fence at the rear of the property, and that is
part of my zoning board meeting.
On the variance plan, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, one item in particular for which we have requested a variance is there is a 6-foot high solid fence in the front of the property, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. It's a stained red wood, solid stockade fence.
Right, and it's our understanding from Father Beckett that that was really put up for the tenants to afford some privacy in the front yard. Is that correct?
It is, and based on my observation, it does that also.
All right, now look, the township ordinance requires 50% only solid, and this is 100% solid fence. Is that correct?
Correct. Plus only 4 foot in height.
And this is a 6-foot fence, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is a bit of an anomaly based upon the location of the property and the use of the property in general. But have you, from an engineering standpoint, reviewed the 6-foot fence vis-a-vis egress, ingress, site distances on the road and so forth?
Yes, sir, I have. And based on my visitation and going out, a vehicle who would be leaving the property would stop and have sufficient view to the left and to the right beyond where the limited fence is installed to be able to see well over the 350, 400 feet that's required. So there's no problem whatsoever with regard to site visibility in the present condition that the fence exists.
And no site triangle issues of any nature also?
None whatsoever.
All right, so I know the applicant, and this will be up to the board, is going to request that variance to allow the 6-foot fence to continue. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, now I believe your testimony has, from an engineering standpoint, the plan has addressed the July 22nd staff report. And I know that you will, through your planning testimony, address Mr. Chadwick's memo that we received today, the board planner. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, so.
And I believe, quite honestly, numbers 1 and 2, with regard to the number of years that it's been a two-family, was in your opening testimony, as well as your questioning and opening statements with regard to the nature of the tenants being open market and not members of the church family.
Right, now, so you've had the opportunity to, besides your engineering work, to analyze the application from a planning perspective. Is that correct?
That is correct. And as you indicated, this is a use variance, and we have to prove with regard to the positive criteria, special reasons, and the fact that the variance we're seeking outweighs any detriment or anything with regard to the municipal ordinance and land use.
All right. So we're requesting the use variance, the bulk variances, which are existing conditions, and again, the variance for the fence. Is that correct?
That's correct. And both of the other bulk variances are with regard to the depth of the property as well as a front yard setback. which both are somewhat not quite de minimis. The required depth is 150. We're at 135.99, just under 14 feet. And the front yard setback requirement is 40, and we're at 35.28, both existing conditions, and have been there since the dwelling was constructed, based on my observation, and does not appear to create any particular issue with regard to the neighborhood or the area in general.
Is that also from an engineering standpoint? Would that be your opinion?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, so let's talk about the use variance, the positive criteria that you're about to mention.
Correct. First is in taking a look at or special reasons with regard to the advancements to the purposes of the Municipal Land Use Act, commonly referred to as 40:55D-2. And I believe, just to keep it brief, there are four I want to place on the record to support the variance. Letter A, to encourage municipal action to guide appropriate use or development of all lands in this state in a manner which will promote public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. Letter C, to provide adequate light, air, and open space. Letter G, to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a variety of agricultural, residential, recreational, commercial, and industrial uses and open space, both public and private, according to their respective environmental requirements in order to meet the needs of all New Jersey citizens. And letter M, to encourage the coordination of various public and private procedures and activities, shaping land development with a view of lessening the cost of such development and to the more efficient use of the land. In this case, we are pretty much utilizing everything that's there, so that all of the items I've listed, in my opinion, would qualify based on the particular use of the property and what we are seeking the board's approval from tonight to support.
Do you find that the site is particularly suited for this use?
Yes, I do. The subject property is, for its age, well-maintained two-family dwelling that has been in existence based on the records that we both reviewed from the tax assessor card reval in 1974, 46 years, and probably even longer than that. But at this point, what we can support is that it's in the records as 46 years. The existing property has sufficient off-street parking for the continued use of the property, which is one two-bedroom and one one-bedroom, which would require three off-street parking spaces. And this more than adequately has sufficient for the three spaces without having to have cars back up one after another, so that vehicles can get into the property and then drive out without having to back out onto the road and not having to interfere with someone else's ability to park on the property.
All right, and again, no changes are required to maintain this two-family dwelling as you've discussed, is that correct?
That's correct from my observation at the property.
All right, what about the enhanced quality of proof?
The application, in my opinion, is not inconsistent with the surrounding property, which would, in all honesty, wouldn't be difficult. There's a variety of uses within the area, and that the township master plan and zoning ordinance is also would be consistent with it. The continued use of the property as a two-family dwelling will not have, in my opinion, a negative impact on the adjacent properties, as it fits into and is consistent with the fabric and character of the neighborhood. And as Mr. Chadwick indicated in his report, number three, that the use is isolated from other residential development and it abuts, as we said earlier, church-owned property.
All right, what about the negative criteria?
Two items. Number one, without substantial detriment to the public good for the reason that I have just testified, I see no detriment to the public good and no negative impact on any adjacent properties. And number two, without substantially impairing the intent and purpose of the zone plan and zoning ordinance, as the application is not inconsistent with the master plan and zoning ordinance for these reasons that I've already stated.
All right. Now, we also need bulk variance relief, really, for the pre-existing conditions and, of course, for the fence that we're requesting. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
All right. Now, I know you have an opinion that you see bulk variances under the C1 or undue hardship based upon the uniqueness of this property, the fact that the dwelling is already located in place.
And the size of the property is such that we cannot acquire any additional property without adversely impacting any adjoining property so as to create a fully conforming lot size, of which, as I indicated, is very minimal.
All right, and again, you find the same negative criteria for the use variance that you just testified would exist for the bulk relief, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Also, I understand you find that under C2 or flexible C, again, we have a unique property, and really the same standard under the C2 is advancing the purposes of zoning, which you've testified to under the use variance.
Correct.
Would that be your opinion?
It is my opinion, and I believe it's been accepted throughout my decades of testimony, and that the purposes of zoning are advanced, as I've already testified under, as you've indicated, my use variance analysis and opinions.
And the same negative criteria would also apply to your opinion that the flexible C or C2 can support all this variance as requested?
Yes, sir.
From a bulk standpoint. A technical standpoint, is it your opinion that, you know, because you got a use variance, that the bulks are really almost subsumed by the use variance request because it's a higher standard of proof?
That's correct, 100%. If the board is prepared, as we hope, to accept that this is a two-family use, then the minor variances that we've discussed all come into play with it.
All right, thank you. All right, so Mr. Chairman, I believe that concludes Mr. Valletudo's testimony.
Thank you, sir.
Planning standpoint, if there are any questions to the board.
Yeah, Jonathan, do you have anything to add, sir?
Thank you. Yes, I had a question for the father. In our Piscataway staff report, we suggested the board contemplate a solid 4-foot solid fence within the front yard setback. What is that something you would be amenable to?
Yes, sir. We could do that, Mr. Rahi. Yeah, we could do that. It's not an issue. I mean, definitely we require a little bit more work, but if you can take it into consideration to leave it, that would be great, given the testimony of the engineer and the planner. But yeah, it's not an issue at the end of the day.
Well, again, but in Father Beckett, we did discuss this. So here's the bottom line. Unfortunately, it's not a fence that we can just take a chainsaw and cut 2 feet off the top. It's going to really require that the church remove that entire fence, which is an expense, and then have to install a new 4-foot solid fence. And there's an expense there, and obviously the church is very concerned about its expenses. Is that right, Father Beckett?
Yes, that's correct.
And look, we're here requesting relief. And again, as the good father has said, they'll do it if they have to, but we're really hoping that the board will consider just allowing that 6-foot fence to stay, even though we're willing to do it, because again, Father Beckett, my understanding is the tenants really like it because it affords some privacy in the front yard, and that's kind of unique to this location of the two-family house, which is really not so much in a residential area. It's kind of a unique area. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so we leave that up to the board. I mean, we'll do it if we have to, certainly.
Understood. Thank you for proffering the option. Anything else, Jonathan?
No, that's it. Thank you.
That's it. Mr. Chadwick?
The only comment is that this building is in pretty good shape. If it were in a dilapidated condition, I don't think it warrants approval. But because it is in good shape, I think it does meet the standards as outlined by Mr. Morse.
Thank you, John. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this?
Yes, Steve, I have a question for John, Jonathan. Why would you think if the fence, at the time the fence needs repair, that we could make it a conforming fence?
In other words, if the 6-foot fence fell into ill repair, they would have to replace it at that point with a 4-foot solid. We can make it a condition, correct, Jim?
Yes, you could.
All right, I guess, so that sounds very reasonable, but I guess, you know, obviously, and because the property is well maintained, they intend on maintaining that fence, of course, being good neighbors to the community. But so I just want to make sure it's structured correctly. I understand, I think, what you're driving at. If the fence has to come down and has to be replaced at that point, a new 6-footer is not going back up. If the board
That's correct.
Okay.
So, I mean, a stockade fence has a limited life. I mean, it really does.
It does. That's what I'm saying. So they're going to maintain it, but at some point, if it has to get changed out, then it would have to go to four.
Got it. Any other members of the board? Any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions?
If you're on the phone, it's star six. If you want to speak, please raise your hand. No one, Chairman.
I'm going to close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery? Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Morrisley will memorialize this at our next meeting.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see everyone.
Have a good night.
Same here. Good evening.
Thank you all so much. Have a great evening, everyone.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Father Beckett, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Thank you.
All right, guys. You don't have to stay. We do. Go away. item number seven is a discussion. Can you elaborate on that, Mr. Keneally? It's for Scott Ulrich.
Mr. Ulrich is present. He was granted an approval by this board for his lot on River Road. He rebuilt a garage that appears to have been rebuilt 3.6 inches closer to the side property line than the board granted. He is running into some problems getting his sign-off from the building department, and he is here to ask the board for some help. Mr. Ulrich, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The new measurement of the new survey says that the garage is 1.8 inches from the property line, as where the original variance indicated 2 feet. So I'm asking for a new interpretation of this new land survey, which also included a FEMA elevation certificate. And I have that here if the board needs to see either the new survey and or the elevation certificate. So I'm just requesting a new interpretation of my new land survey that indicates that it's 1.8 and or, you know, a difference of 3 to 4 inches, which my understanding is not unusual for land surveys to be off when different entities do a survey. So I'm just respectfully asking the board to adopt these new certifications and amend my existing variance to reflect these new certified changes that I have before me.
Thank you, Mr. Ulrich. Any other members of the board have any question, comment? Jonathan, is there anything you would like to add, or are we clear?
I think two important clarifying questions just to frame this. Mr. Ulrich, since you got the approval in 2025, you have not moved the structure at all?
No, sir.
And I can confirm that Joe Herrera did receive all the appropriate documentation that was conditioned in the prior approval.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Jonathan. Anyone else?
I think
no questions.
Maybe ask Jim Keneally, can we do this by just a motion, Jim?
You mean the original application, John?
We're increasing the violation.
Yeah, I think what we're being asked to say is that the existing location as shown on the survey is close enough or a de minimis difference that should be accepted by Piscataway.
I agree with that because I've had a couple cases like this recently and the opinions are all over the lot, but I agree with your assessment.
Well, hearing no other questions, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application or this discussion?
No one, Chairman.
Close the public portion. I agree. It's de minimis. It's 2 inches or whatever. I make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Can I get a second? Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ulrich, we'll prepare a written document for you to submit to Piscataway.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the board, and have a good evening, guys.
Good evening, sir.
Boys and girls, that is. Bye-bye.
Take care. Item number 826-ZB-36V, Dixit Patel.
Is Dixit Patel present?
Yes, I'm here.
I have to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Dixit Patel, 59th Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Good evening, Chairman and members of the board. So my name is Dixit Patel, and she is my wife, Miri Patel. And we are owner of this property and the applicant of this property, which is landed on Piscataway, 59th Avenue. We are here tonight to request a variance for a new construction single family house on this lot.
Okay. Ms. Rahi.
Yes. So the proposed application, the proposed home in the application is deficient in lot area, lot width, and frontage. And the new dwelling is being proposed in addition to a new shed and an existing shed that's to be retained. The applicant came into the office today, and I would just ask for the record, for the Patels, are you willing to make revisions to the drawings to conform to the lot coverage amount of 20%?
Yes. Mr. Patel?
Yeah. So we have we just came into office, and we have 21% proposed, and our requirement is 20. So we are agree with to if you allowed 10 by 10 shade, and we remove our existing shade, smaller shade, our 7 by 7 shade, we remove it. And if you allowed 10 by 10 shade, so that's good for us. And we reduce our percentage as well.
And there's also some additional drawing details like seepage bed design details, as well as updated notes for the fiber optic conduit line on the plans. Would you agree to make revisions to those in line with the staff report?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, that's really all I have, Mr. Chair.
Is there still a setback issue for this shed?
If the applicant proposes to remove the retained shed and reduce the size of the proposed shed, they would eliminate the variance for rear and side yard setbacks, and it would also remove the building coverage setback, only leaving the pre-existing non-conforming lot area, lot width, and lot frontage variances.
Thank you.
Any other members of the board have any questions? Well, Jonathan, we could approve this with the conditions you just mentioned, correct?
Yes, Laura would need updated drawings for the folder, and this would get checked again when they come in for permits if it's approved tonight with conditions.
Okay. You understand that, Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Okay. Hearing no other questions from the board members, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this with the conditions laid out by Jonathan. Can I get a second?
A second.
Please call the roll.
Yes, we're fast today. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application as amended is approved. We'll memorialize this at our next meeting. You don't need to be there for that. We'll mail that document to you, but you'll need that document to get your permits. Good luck.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for your time.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night. Item number 926-ZB-37V, Anuprita Burley. Did I butcher that or no?
That's perfect. Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Chairman, members of the board.
Could you raise your right hand?
Mm-hmm.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please. You can put your hand down.
My name is Anuprita Burley, and the address is 546 William Street, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
So I'm seeking a variance for installing a 6-foot fence, especially on the frontage for Hobart Avenue, which is a paper road.
Jonathan, you want to jump in? We talked about this a little bit today.
Yes, it's the staff's opinion. This represents a true C1 hardship because of the paper street frontage. I was wondering if the applicant could provide some testimony on why the fence layout is the way it is, and the reason why there's a proposal for two different fence types.
Sure. So we are requesting a chain link, a 6-foot chain link at the frontage of Hobart Avenue. And the reason for that is at that edge of our property, we have a lot of trees and some of their roots are protruding out. So the contractor informed us that making a fixed fence would be difficult because it would not line up with the ground. A chain link is a better option. It goes closer to the ground and just avoids any smaller animals coming in from under.
Okay.
Works for me.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Jonathan. I appreciate it. Any other questions or comments from any other members of the board?
Jonathan, is this going to be a chain link coated or just a straight chain link?
I don't know if that was provided in the sample. The image provided does look like a powder coated chain link fence. But, here's a receipt here.
Is that what it is, Ms. Pearly?
That is correct.
It's coated. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, John.
It cuts down on visibility is really what it does.
Any other members of the board, any questions, comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one here.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
It's okay. I have
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Kay?
Yes.
Ms. Birdie, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll mail that document to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good rest of the evening.
Thank have you. A good night. Item number 10. 26-ZB-38B, Kathy Shoemaker.
Kathy Shoemaker present?
I am, yes.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please? I need to swear you in. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please?
Put your hand Kathy up. Shoemaker, 708 Sunbright Lane in Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, I would actually like to share some drawings. I think that would just make this a little bit easier as we go along. Can you see my screen?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so this is my home at 708 Sunbright Lane in Piscataway. It was built in 1964, and I have lived there since 20. I'm sorry?
No, that's somebody. Not
somebody was talking.
Oh, okay. And I've lived there since 2012. I'm in the process of selling the property, at which point when the inspection came through, I had made changes to my garage that need to either be grandfathered back to the way that they were, or I need to look to do a variance. So I am hoping to do a variance. For a variety of reasons, this is the current space of my garage. If you look to it is currently to the back door, it is about 13 and a half feet. It is floor space is 10 foot nine to the chimney, then 9 feet 3 inches from the chimney. And if we go back to the grandfathered part, it's even lower than that because of the bump out in the garage that was already there. So this, and when I talk about the bump out, you can see in this drawing, this is one of my neighbor's houses. There are a variety of different bump outs that are in these garages that were there from, maybe when they were built. I'm not really sure. So this photo here is right now. The original door was to the on the side of this taller cabinet. The cabinet was there when I bought the house, and the door and that space was open at about 9 feet wide. So it, this little car of mine that's in the driveway, I mean, that's on the street right now, was one I could get into the garage. I did that for getting it for the snow, but I literally had to back in, wedge in. As you can see, there's carpeting on this wall here, which was put there by the previous owner to avoid, I guess, hitting the chimney or the wall. I could squeeze in this little car backwards and then squeeze myself out and be able to get to the door in order to get in. So the reality is, on a day-to-day basis, you can either have a car in the garage or you can walk through the garage. You can't do both.
Understood. Understood. Jonathan, can you jump in here?
Certainly. The quote-unquote grandfather portion, even if it was reverted, does not meet the minimum requirements for enclosed parking space based on our code. It's too narrow. Mm-hmm. And I would ask the applicant, if they've read the staff report, the second item, the consideration for street driveway parking, a expansion yes. of the off-street parking.
I did do that because this is what my street looks like at 7 a.m. in the morning most days. So I totally understand that why the township would like to see more off the street parking, because I have been in the, you know, in my neighborhood, as nobody can park in their garage, there are cars all over the street. And so I would propose widening the driveway to two wide, which would allow four cars in the driveway, in place of having to revert the garage back.
I think it's a perfect solution.
Okay. That works for us.
I'm not looking to widen the apron, I think it's called. Right. There's plenty of space to turn this into a four car space without having to do that.
Not a problem. Take your screen down if you would, ma'am. Please.
Yes.
Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments?
No one.
Laura? Okay, close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application with the widening of the driveway to accommodate four cars.
I'll second.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Shoemaker, your application's been approved with that one condition. We will memorialize this at our next meeting and send a copy to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Item number 1126-ZB-39V, Pramini Chadha Bodrala.
Hi.
Hi, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Can I have your name and address, please?
Pramini Chadha Bojawala at 103 Blackford Avenue in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, I'm proposing to have a fence, same as Anuprita Burley. We have a paper road of Hobart Avenue, and that requires a variance.
Yeah, I think I'm going to cut to the chase with this one. I have Jonathan give a little bit of comment.
Only comment is this should be a very similar, very familiar sounding hardship than the previous application. Nothing substantive to add.
Gotcha. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for this application? Hearing none. Weissman?
No, not me.
Okay. I will open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I would make a motion to approve this application as well. Can I get a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Thank you.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Kalpesh. Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Bojawala, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and send it to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good night.
Have a good night. Good night.
You too. I'm okay.
Item number 12.
Thank you, Kalpesh.
Mm-hmm. Item number 12, 26-ZB-43V, Shriva Ashith.
The applicant present.
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Do you
swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, could I have your name and address, please?
Shreya Ashith, 614 Buckingham Drive, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
We want to add a bedroom in our backyard side, backside for my elderly parents. They are handicapped, and my father has lost his eye vision in last 2 years because of glaucoma. So he's completely blind. So my father is 87 years old. My mother is 84 years old. They are handicapped and they use walker and wheelchair. So that's why we asked for a little bigger room. But now we received the letter from the township stating that we need to do some revisions. So could someone explain that what will be my next steps now? So then I can proceed with constructing the bedroom because it's badly needed.
Okay, we appreciate that. Jonathan, would you like to jump in here and give her an idea of what we're looking for?
Sure. Just for context, the property is very deficient in lot area, as well as width, depth, front yard setback, and frontage. I believe the critical path on this application is going to be reducing the overall relief necessary. So if there's any sort of revision that you would feel acceptable, that would reduce the lot coverage as well as the side and rear yard setbacks, that's something that the staff would like to suggest.
So here it says we need to reduce the covered area, right? So once we applied, that was the proposal was about 400 square feet. So then how much we need to reduce so then we stay in compliance?
Your lot area is 10,528 square feet. And I will get you an exact number right now. So it's 10,528.36 square feet. 20% of that would be 2,105.67 square feet. So 2,105.67 square feet. That would include all covered structures, sheds, overhangs over 18 inches, as well as anything else like a covered porch as well.
I'm sorry, our husband, we don't have a porch.
I'm just explaining what counts towards building coverage. Yeah,
I see. Okay. So originally, from
could I jump in here a second?
Before you do that, the gentleman that was just speaking has not been sworn in. Could you raise your hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Suhas Chad, 614 Buckingham Drive in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Chadwick.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Ask Jonathan if he had a chance to meet with this applicant.
No.
Because I would think we had a similar case where they came and saw you and you worked out a solution that was acceptable. Well, I don't think it's good for the applicant or the board to design it on the fly.
Yeah.
I would suggest the board.
Ms. Sheath?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you be able to come into one of our public works building and meet with at the front desk with Jonathan and be able to iron this out so we're not just having a debate here on lot coverage and whatnot?
Absolutely.
Are you available during the day to come down between, was it 8:30 and 4?
8:30 to 4:30, yes.
8:30 to 4:30.
Yeah, we will make ourselves available.
It's the right thing. A lot of times when the applicant doesn't agree with the engineer or our expert, it's frowned upon. If you have an opportunity to work it out with Jonathan, the township will be happy, you'll be happy, and there'll be a happy meeting. So,
absolutely. Yes, you know, because we need to get the permission, so then we can start the construction.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, understand that. There's no reason why you guys couldn't meet tomorrow. I mean, Friday's a little late notice, but next week, Jonathan works Monday through Friday.
I'll ask if the phone number on the application is still the best one to use. I won't repeat it on the Zoom call, but I can give you a call, that number. We can schedule a time.
Mr. Chairman?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Excuse me, I'm going to cut you off. Somebody has their hand raised. It might be Mr. Fletcher.
Yes,
he's here.
He's
here in the, yes.
He's our,
he came in on his phone. He didn't come in, so I can't let him in, but I unmuted him.
Thank you.
Mr. Fletcher, is that you?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Yeah, I apologize. I had trouble with the link.
That's all right, Paul.
Yeah. Fletcher, could you raise your right hand?
Thank you.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
And your name and address for the record, please.
It's Paul J. Fletcher. Business address is 54 West Pond Road in Hope Pond, New Jersey.
I believe Mr. Fletcher has been accepted as an expert before this board on prior occasions.
I have on numerous occasions. Thank you.
Please, Mr.
Yes. The applicant and her architect and myself have worked over the last few days and come up with a plan that would meet the setbacks that are required. It would be just to the rear of the house. It would comply with the rear yard setbacks, would comply with side yard setbacks, and would comply with the lot coverage requirements of 20%. So the applicant, if I may speak for her, is prepared to remove those requests from the variance application. And my only question is, if we were to carry this to talk to the staff members, would we still have to come back to the board for the variance relief for the existing conditions of lot area and lot width? Or could that be done now and with the understanding that we have to come back with a totally compliant application to the zoning department? Or else we're back here in front of the board.
Before you answer that, are you going to wind up the only variances you're going to have are lot dimension variances?
Yes, all existing conditions of lot dimension, area, frontage, depth, front yard setback for the building.
So you'll eliminate all the variances but the existing lot size. All right.
Yes. Only the existing nonconformities would remain. No new variances would be created with the revised plans.
Jonathan, I would think that's probably the best solution you come up with.
I agree.
So maybe the board could move forward with the revised plans certified by yourself.
That's where we would ultimately.
If we approve this with just the lot size variances, yeah, and they can submit a revised plan demonstrating that they comply with the setback variances and the lot coverage, that would be sufficient. If they can't do that, they'd have to come back. But if they can, they would not have to come back.
The only other thing I see is the fiber optic.
Oh, and that would be on the new plan.
Okay. All right. So it's just the
question. Should I? If they have to come back, I don't want them to have to renotice. Could we approve it tonight? And then if
that's what
how would that work?
That's what we suggested.
Well, if we approve it tonight and they could submit a plan that conforms with the side yard, rear yard setback and lot coverage, they don't have to come back at all. They can just apply for the permits.
We're confident.
If for some reason they can't comply with that and they have to come back, they may have to notice.
Okay, that's what I just want to know. Thank you.
Okay. Any other members have questions about this and what we just discussed? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and IND will ask for an approval of this application based on the changes that we discussed and the testimony from Mr. Fletcher. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
You've been granted an approval based upon your amended application. We'll memorialize this at our next meeting and send a copy to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I have one question. So now we're going to see someone, right?
No, we don't. We don't need to.
Yeah, you don't need
to. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fletcher. Item number 15, adoption of resolution from the regular meeting of July 9, 2026.
First resolution for Mirage Car, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is New Singular Wireless, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Karen Johnson, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is the application of Harold Israel, which you voted to deny. A vote yes is to deny the application. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Dream Homes NJ LLC, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Finally, is a resolution of withdrawal for Tilakraj Soni. I'll need a motion and a second and a roll call on that, please.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have from this evening.
Thank you, sir. Item number 16, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of July 9th, 2026. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 17, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Once again, everyone, thank you so much. Enjoy what's left of the summer. See you in September.
Aww.
Yeah. Have a safe evening, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.